opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hoffman and the 757, Pauly. Boy, Pauly, man, he going on attack mode. I thought it was just the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo. But Hoffman, man, they're getting after it. That's why you gotta love Pauly, man, because it's just pure passion, man. And it's the way we used to take sports. Like most young people now take video game play to a serious level. And that's how we used to have that kind of conviction over pickup basketball games or flag football games and, you know, just being outdoors because we had no electronic pacifiers. And so, yeah, that's good. I kind of like to hear that. And it's good to know that Pauly is equal opportunity attack man, because he's coming after you based on his conviction, no matter what or who you are. And I haven't seen, but him and Sheehan, man, when they go, it's WWE personified, you know, and it's good. One guy I like to wrestle with, because I love his take on football, is Mitch Tischler, the big fella, who we have a commonality, and that is that we love to see big people with their hand in the what, Mitchell?
In the end zone? In the end zone?
Dirt.
In the dirt, absolutely. I like to see you guys catch the touchdowns, too. That Trent Scott play last year was...
Oh, yeah. Oh, alley. Man, it's great. It is great. The Lions have done a couple things that way. But you and JP, man, I love the work you do, and it's great to let the big fellas get a little notion, a little light. You ask a question to most fans of the Burgundy and Gold, and you say, "What is the unit?" Because I like to talk about units working in a cohesive effort to make somebody else's life easier, whether it's running back, quarterback, or receivers. And I've been posing this question unofficially, been throwing it around to most people that I talk ball with. And I go, who's the most pressure on, O-line or D-line? And I'll start with you, Mitchell.
I think it's got to be the defensive line. I mean, listen, we saw what Jaden Daniels did with a middling offensive line last year, but when you have a guy as athletic and as big of a playmaker as Jaden back there, he can cover up a lot of flaws for what you do. This D-line, I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them to perform. I mean, they're built to stop the run. They brought in big bodies. They brought in guys who were going to slow down the Saquon Barkleys of the world, who weren't going to let those, you know, 30-plus yard runs, you know, just cripple the defense. And by default, they didn't do a ton in the secondary or on the outside. And, you know, when Marshawn Lattimore wasn't at OTAs, it's a voluntary thing. He can do what he wants. But that corner group is mighty, mighty thin if Marshawn Lattimore isn't the player that they think he is or they think that he's going to be. And quite frankly, there's not a guy who I can pinpoint up front who's going to be a consistent pressurer of the quarterback. And so I think those guys are going to have to step up, and they're going to have to do what they were brought in to do in terms of stopping the run. And we're going to have to find some bodies who are going to have the speed, who are going to have the power, who are going to have the athleticism, who are going to have the pass rush moves to get after a quarterback and put a little pressure on them. Because, quite frankly, you know, we've seen what this secondary looks like. And, you know, when they're playing well, they can be good. When they aren't playing well, they can be quite troublesome. So I think when you look at the scope of either side of the ball, I think you've got to look at that defensive line and know that they're the ones who have to really step up, because offensively I think they're better on the line, but Jaden Daniels covers up a lot of those flaws.
Yeah, not being on the grounds any longer, I don't have a feel for what I used to because I was around them every day. I know some people say it doesn't matter, but it matters to me that they had 100% participation last offseason. We can say it's no big thing, but the only people that ever say that are people that have never been in a competitive athletic environment. It's a little thing. Yeah, I know it's little, but that's how cracks in cement start. They start off with little cracks until the building falls apart. And I'll never get over this, so don't even try. When a man tells me what he's never done before, first thing I always add, well, he's never gone to OT. I says, has he ever won? No. You got a couple of people that made a lot of money and didn't see the urgency and the significance. Yes, voluntary. It was voluntary last year, and they had 100% participation. And when two guys that I'm paying the most money to don't get that over a small item, when this is what you do for a living, yeah, I got a problem with it. Now, prove me wrong, because my gut right now is rotten because I don't see everybody's hand in the pile. They're not all in. Nobody asked you to come out and do nothing. All you had to do was show up. And this is what you do for a living. You couldn't do it. So you just lost the benefit of the doubt from me forever until you prove me wrong. And it drives me nuts that people don't understand the importance in having all hands on deck as they did last year. That's what produced that NFC Championship team. And right now, I need to be convinced that this year's team will have the guts that last year's did. They may be more talented. They maybe have more names. But I got to see them, and that's what week one is going to show me. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. It's a tough balance. I mean, you know, Doc, it's a different NFL today than it was when you played. But there aren't a whole lot of people walking on this earth that can say they, you know, played on Super Bowl winning teams and you know what that kind of culture looks like. And certainly I've been run ragged with this word culture under Ron Rivera and whatnot. But you look at and you hear what some of these guys are saying about what Dan Quinn is building. And yeah, Laremy Tunsil, you know, could have spent a little more time here. It would have been nice, but you look at him, you look at, you know, Javon Kinlaw, you look at Dietrich Wise, Will Harris, a bunch of these guys that they brought in this offseason, and, you know, you ask these guys, so, man, like, hey, why Washington? And obviously Jaden Daniels is a huge draw. And
money.
They played in the
Let's
NFC
not forget
Championship.
That.
Yeah, money too. NFC mm-hmm. Championship they played in, you know, that's a big draw to go to a team that seems to be on the upward swing. But they all talked about what they heard from the other guys in the locker room, what they heard from, you know, the folks that they knew within those walls in Ashburn, and they heard, you know, how great it was and what that team looked like. Now, there's a lot of pressure on these guys to do that again, but bringing back those guys like Bobby Wagner, you know, Zach Ertz, you know, Austin Eckler, you know, these vets who are hardened in the NFL.
Yeah.
And those are guys that work their tails off, and when you see a future Hall of Famer busting his butt in voluntary mini camp, if that mm-hmm. doesn't light a fire under you, I don't know what does.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original slab pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I don't know. Ant-Man, I mean, you're a celebrity till you tell me. When people say, what do you do for a living? Guy said, I play pro football. And the guy said, well, what are you doing next Thursday or whatever? And the guy said, well, he's doing nothing because his job's not going. But it's not voluntary. What else are you going to be doing that day? Especially new players to a new team. Wouldn't you want to fit in? Wouldn't you want to set a stand? Not everybody's a leader. I get it. My question to Tunsil was this. The moment they signed him, I go, terrific talent. I need to know, does he want to be a Hall of Famer? Or is he just going to be talented and make a lot of money? Because the last guy we had over there, we had several of them that played that left tackle position, and they were the best in the world at their position while they were here. And one of them we know is surefire Hall of Fame. And two of them should be mentioned. Where is he going to end up? Great talent, but where is he going to end up? And how bad does he want that, or is he just satisfied being damn good, all pro, and rich? That's the question I'm waiting to see. Not off to a good start with me.
I will say, Doc, I agree with you. Again, I would have loved to have seen him be there because it's important to get to know your teammates and get to know, you know, playbook and all that stuff. One thing that I really liked seeing at minicamp with Laramie Tunsil was, you know, he's still learning this offense. He's still learning what the coaching staff wants him to do, what their, you know, what their technique is, footwork, hand placement, all these different things. A lot of times, and I'm not saying anyone who's been in Washington, but a lot of times you have these stars step in and think, you know, hey, like, I'm going first in every drill. I'm starting every snap, X, Y, Z. And you know what? I really liked that he took a step back. He stood with Bobby Johnson a lot. You could see the two of them talking. He waited to see how the guys who had been there, you know, were going through some of these drills and what was being asked of them. And then he would step up, and you see his athleticism. You see that talent. You just need to see it continue. And
he's a freak.
You know, one of the big questions for Laramie is, you know, he's, quote-unquote, one of the best tackles in football, right? I think everyone agrees mm-hmm. he's probably a top-five left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
This is his third team in, you know, whatever, 5 years. You know,
now you're talking.
Clearly there's something there, and maybe that gives you a little bit of room for pause. But at the same time, you know, when this team was devoid of leadership, you couldn't bring in these players who, you know, who maybe needed a little kick in the rear because there wasn't anybody there to do that. And I think when you look at the player leadership that this team has on both sides of the football, I think you can bring in some of these folks. And, you know, maybe Marshawn Lattimore is one of those guys. You know, maybe Laramie is. I'm not saying that he's a cancer. He's a bad, guy. Or
No. He's not.
I'm saying with the leadership that they have in the locker room, that can go a long way towards getting all the ducks in a row, if you will.
Yeah. No, I'm not blaming him, but the people that hang around to him to tell me that he would tell me are close to him, I blame them, because he clearly needs an advisor, and there was nobody there to advise him. Because if I'm one of his dogs, I'm saying, hey, Slim, the first time a lot of us saw you had a gas mask on. Then you go up in there. We know you can ball, but you led the categories in these penalties. So that's why I said, as soon as they got him, I said, great acquisition. He's a freak. But does he want to be a Hall of Famer, or is he just going to settle for being an All-Pro? That's what I said. And that's what I stick
listen,
by.
Doc, you're not wrong. I mean, I said it for a long time after Trent Williams left. This fan base was spoiled for a very long time.
Oh, Samuels?
You had
Buckeye?
Chris Samuels, exactly. You had Chris, and then you had Trent, two guys who were just stalwarts on the left side.
Don't forget the Buckeye. I'm telling you, our left tackles here have been unbelievable. But what I'm saying is that, like Lattimore, I love Lattimore. I've defended the heck out of Lattimore because he's a player. But Slim, you miss 6-7 games every year. So we already know you're a Pro Bowl. That's how good you are. But do you want to be mentioned in Darryl Green's category? Obviously not. Because what the hell was you doing that day, them 2 or 3 days, that was more important than just showing a good will of that I'm with y'all? Well, they say, no, well, he never does that. That's the problem. He's still following the old game plan. I need him on a new game plan. You think I'm going to count on somebody I can't trust? Well, I hope I'm wrong.
How fired up you are in July, Doc.
No, dog, because I don't want to lose to the Giants. Been there, done that.
Absolutely.
I was on the team. We went back-to-back. Not back-to-back winning. See, back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. What I'm telling you is that you got to have this type of attitude, no matter your roles, to be all in. And when I see somebody that's hear about them not being in, it sticks out to me like a porcupine. Because I know what's going to happen. These dudes ain't nothing new. They're not original. They're a dime a dozen. Talented, but mentally we got to question them. And you think I'm not going to address it? Why? Because I want to help them. Because I want them to see it and go, well, let me snap on and put my hand in. Because DQ is developing a culture here. He can't do it by himself. You know why? Because he doesn't play. He's a coach. Wouldn't matter if he's Jack LaLanne. If the players are sitting around talking about, well, I ain't never done it. You ain't never won nothing either. So you tell me which way we should go. Oh, or we can just break the whole thing up. Let's just switch. Let's talk fantasy or something. Because
real quick, you're not wrong, Doc. You're not wrong. And I think maybe a bigger point that you kind of started to touch on was the importance of having those guys in the locker room and stepping up. And let's be honest, Bobby Wagner doesn't have a whole lot more years. Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, these vets don't have a whole lot more years left in the league. They're getting up there in age. You need that next generation of guys. And inevitably, you are going to look towards your A, best players, B, your highest paid players, your most prominent players, to be those guys to step up and be that dog in the locker room and take over control. And, as much as I love the vets that are there, I don't know that I necessarily see who the next generation is that's going to do it. And if I take the guys who are, 2 to 3 years away from retirement, per se, off of the list, obviously Jaden's going to be one of those guys, but he's certainly, more of a look at what I do. He's not a guy that's necessarily going to give the impassioned speech in the locker room or, be the alpha dog in there, if you will. And I don't know who that group is. And I would look towards the Laramie Tunsils of the world. I would look towards, you know, obviously Terry McLaurin as well. I would look towards, on the defensive side, if Deron Payne ends up sticking around, if he's that guy, I would look towards Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, those are the guys that you're really gonna ask to step up and, you know, not just be a great player on the field, but be a great man in that locker room and help galvanize a bunch of dudes who inevitably you're going to have a lot of turnover year after year.
Well, let's just remember we discussed it and we tried to give him some a helping hand. Hope I'm wrong, but I know I'm not. Now we'll just figure out if anybody over there has enough relationship and can discuss this. It's their team, it ain't mine. We already did our thing. But I want to see them follow and exceed it, top it, go back to back, do it all. I want to see nothing but success for DQ and what he's trying to do. And so it irritates the hell out of me when I see something that pops up that is a clear sign to me that everybody's not all in. And it irritates the hell out of me. And hopefully it won't last long. Mitchell, here's what don't irritate me. Love you, man, breaking down the pigskin the way you do. And give my best. I can't do it. Y'all want me to call in me. I'm not doing it. Give my best to JP, man. Keep kicking ass and enjoy your vacation.
I will. Thanks, Doc. Always fun coming on with you. Thanks for having me.
My man, big fella. I'm prejudiced. I admit it. I like large people. Had a lot of success with them. We'll go to break on this, and Ant-Man will come back. Let's put his behind up, put him in front of the firing squad. Has he been gliding today? I haven't heard nothing from him. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.